Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Oh, hello. Pleasure for you to stop by. I'm Sir Hercule Gaston. If you'd like a PDF for your lovely RPG collection, go to rpgnow.com. Don't just go there now. Or go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com. What affiliates, you know. It's absolutely smashing. Cheerio!
What was the name? The name of the warriors that came here and supposedly cleansed the place?
The Red Somethings.
No.
Oh.
Don't remember.
I know who you're talking about, the ones that are at the necropolis, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the names off the top of my head.
I can't either.
Brotherhood of Light or something, I don't remember.
Darling, I lived through the,
The Purge.
I lived through the Righteous Warriors. They couldn't kill me. The likes of you won't either.
Yeah, whatever.
Except you and the whispering comes back.
No, God damn it.
Have to stop the whispering.
Do you hear it? I don't hear it. I'm not in there.
I don't hear it.
I'm still not in her range.
No, you're... Wait. 1, 2, 3.
I don't think I'm in her range.
I think you are.
Mm-hmm. I think you are.
I think we are.
1, 2, 3. You are. The only one who doesn't is you.
Right.
And you're deaf anyway.
Yep.
Now, what does the whispering do?
Well,
we don't know
we'll
yet.
We'll find out here in a moment. Ella,
we keep
take 5 points of psychic damage, and you are dazed.
What the fuck?
Which means you get one action.
Just one.
Just one.
Attacker.
Yeah, well, that would be it. Did you say five?
Five.
Dang it! I don't have
P.S. I hate you, and you're sleeping with your sister on the futon.
That's really disgusting. Dude, you can sleep on the couch upstairs. Right, yeah. Well, you take notice you're not sleeping one. In my room. You're sleeping on the couch no. upstairs.
That's just as bad as the sister, man. I'm not.
I would say that's a bit worse.
Yeah.
All right. About Lands of Faith.
Since Ellie's not here, this is worse because it involves me.
21 versus Reflex.
That will hit her.
Good. Ya whore. Put voices in my head, will you?
Ho, bitch.
I'm like, hey, I know what some of these voices are.
12.
Just a missile, come on.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
And who goes after me? Is it Kaya?
Yes.
Yes.
Kaya gets a +2 to hit her.
Yay. I'm going to need some healing here in a minute.
I only have one action.
Well, you can still... Healing. You're dazed. Is the dazed based on saves? Or
you
does
are
it,
dazed until the start of...
My next turn.
Does the whispering her next go turn away? Or the start of...
Her next turn.
Okay.
Does the whispering go away when she gets hit by
that's
the
fine.
Lance?
We're going to be needing some away. Healing over here in a minute because I'm about to mark her and she's going to be loving me because my will save is my will is only 16. So your mark it mark goes away when you go to unconscious. So
okay.
I'm sorry. I had one option.
Oh no! I don't need it now. But she's going to start hosing me in a minute.
And the bone shard skeleton's good to go. And there are only two of those guys left.
So far, they've only really sucked when we killed them.
Okay.
And frankly,
and the one bone shard skeleton is going to attack Kaya. And miss you, unless your AC
yeah, those
is a mighty 13.
Yeah,
those skirmishers. Not they could
but they're also ethereal, so they just go...
The other one's going to attack... Barrack and miss him.
That vampire head.
Because the one thing that I wanted to
see
do is move
one
over
thing.
There.
Okay, one thing we can do, can try, is if we can knock those suckers off and down, knock them off, toss them down there when they explode and die, because they'll take like 4d10 damage when they hit. If we throw them down here, they'll explode down there and not do anything to us. That is
if
something.
If we can get them over the wall.
Yeah, but the wall is still.
I mean, how tall is the wall?
Waist height.
Okay. Let's do this, because we also need to get over and just do a healing check, at least on him.
Well, I'm still trying to get over there so that I can cast Beacon of Hope, because everybody needs healing at this point. It's not just him.
And Kaya, you're up.
I'm going to do a martial strike on her.
That,
so we're
going
to try something different.
It's
+2, +28,
30
to hit her.
That'll hit her.
It just gave me a healing potion. I just haven't had a chance to use it yet.
Oh,
so
somebody's got to
so there's a healing
it.
Potion in my hand or laying right beside me.
I
think to administer a potion is a standard action.
No, it's a minor.
To administer a potion to a...
To give, to administer it to someone else. It's a standard action, yes. To drink it, it's just a minor.
If he could...
Yeah, help an unconscious person consume a potion is a standard.
Yeah, I did 14 damage.
Okay.
And I think we'd all rather...
Is the bitch bloodied yet?
No, she's not. At least not right now. Is she bloodied yet?
Not yet.
Damn it.
I'm going to try something that I can't
try.
Can you pick them up?
Alright.
Not them.
Kaya, anything else?
Oh gosh, what do I want to do here? I really think I should do something to her.
No, there's nothing else right. I can do. So wait, I'll drink a healing potion.
Okay.
I forgot I had those.
Sarah, give me a death save. That is a d20. You want a 10 or higher.
You gotta fail 3 times?
3 times and you're dead.
That's a
natural
20.
Alright.
Actually, doesn't that do something special?
I
think it might, actually.
I think he stabilizes.
I think he not only stabilizes.
I think you get hit points back, don't you?
20 or higher, you may spend a healing surge.
Oh,
woohoo!
Well, then I won't have to do what I was going to do with that.
I seem to remember that.
Though you might want to pretend.
And you start at zero.
And you start at zero. So you spend a healing surge and you just have 100 points.
Yeah, so however.
But I'm still weak and blind.
You're probably not weakened anymore. You
probably are blind.
And roll a save against the blindness.
Yeah. 17.
Okay, you are no longer weakened nor blind. But you are prone.
Or minus 2 to my will.
Go ahead and roll a save against that, too.
16.
Okay.
So this Woo-hoo! Almost dying was the greatest thing that could have happened to you for now.
Yeah, apparently you've reset. Yeah.
I
it was like
pissed.
Rebooting.
You
that's
are still,
your reset.
You are still prone, though.
That's fine.
Tim.
All right. Well, as my move action...
You won't get to act until next
My hand goes doop, 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 doop. And then as its free action, it drops Alchemist Fire on our head.
All right. Isn't that like a splash of thing?
Only it will only burst on her.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have to drop it over here.
I'll drop it. Burst one.
Yeah. I'll just drop it right there. That's fine.
Okay.
Ooh, a 19. So that would be 23. A 23 versus a reflex.
That'll hurt.
Take the D6 fire damage. Okay.
Isn't it continuous?
No.
And only did one. Fire damage.
One.
So.
She got singed.
And then. Oh. But I still have my action.
He's not done!
I'm like, son of a bitch. I set that all up to do something cool. You jackass is not set on fire.
Apparently, she took a shower before she came out here. It was still wet. Most of the fire was extinguished.
I want to stay there. Do I want to go somewhere else? Now I'll just magic missile.
Too bad you can't magic missile through Big Beast's hand. That would be cool.
16 versus her reflex.
That will not.
Is she considered flanked or anything?
No.
Sad.
Nope.
Yeah.
Even though the mage hand is on the opposite side of me.
Even though the mage hand is in fact on the opposite side of you, I am 118,000% certain that the mage hand cannot.
Yeah, he doesn't have any attacks other than what I just did, so no. But for my minor action, I will sustain
couldn't
my.
Couldn't it like pinch her or something?
It could. I guess
poker?
It could.
You can attempt to
it will inappropriately grope her.
If you want.
Well, in the early editions, you could put Shocking Grasp on Big Cheese King.
On Mage's hand and stuff like that. Here's one of your Alchemist Fire things. Well, that was a broken, lame Alchemist Fire that I obviously bought somewhere and didn't make myself. I'm going to go back and demand my money.
Yeah, you do that. Right.
Actually, I'll just make him reappear right here.
Okay, just retrigger it. That was Tim, Barak.
Okay, so
all right, the skeleton dude will get a swing at me.
Okay. 21?
I miss.
Okay.
Because I'm like, yeah, whatever. Get out of my way. Trigger my Oath of Enmity.
Die, bitch.
On the whore.
Bitch.
I'm gonna do a footwork lure on her. Hopefully hitting with a 25 to AC.
Yes, that would
hit her. 5 points of damage.
Which is enough to bloody her.
And we switch places.
Oh, she gets a bloody mark.
So I'm sorry, you're now flanked, but so is she. So I'm sorry, Kaya.
I'll survive.
Somehow.
And then, of course, I mark the whore.
Okay.
As I can.
Well, isn't that what the Oath of Enmity is a
no.
mark?
No. Something else. The Oath of Enmity I can trigger lets me, till the end of my next turn, I roll 2 dice instead of 1, and I choose whichever one I want to roll against attacks on her. And it regenerates when the target goes to zero hit points, but I can only trigger it on things that when there's only one enemy adjacent to me.
Alright. Gwen.
Fiery bolt against the
Prom Queen.
Nasty thing.
All right.
Hopefully.
Hope we're done.
I do not feel bad for her. I don't think any of us do.
Yeah, so far for surviving the
19 against
Knight's
Reflex?
Radiance.
No, 20 against Reflex.
She's only knocked one of us down, and that was just bad luck. And now he's pissed and he's going to stand back up. So.
Well, technically, she didn't survive that.
She just did. Well, that's true. She is undead.
I wanted to point that out to her at the time, but it didn't seem appropriate.
Yeah.
Actually.
Might only piss her off more.
Actually, I beg to differ.
I believe you died. And that's why you're in your present state.
Okay.
All right.
Did you roll your dice for the curse damage, right?
No. Okay.
Roll your dice.
Four. Okay.
So, 19 damage.
That's it for Gwen. Then she gets to go. Oh, darling, there's more than enough of me to go around.
Oh, Jesus.
Blah, blah, yakety schmackety.
See, at least the other horrors were all illusion. So, they looked hot.
Say 12, hit your will.
No!
Okay.
You keep trying, whore bitch.
I don't kiss on the first date.
Of course not.
I'm sure she probably doesn't even have a tongue, so.
Ella.
She's got biscuits instead.
Oh, did it come out
of
my
mouth?
I'm assuming that I'm not dazed anymore.
No. But at the end of her turn, you really are going to make me sleep on the couch. yes, actually you are, because at the end of her turn, the voices come back.
What's the range on it?
Voices have a range of 3.
She's well, then I wasn't in it.
Because I don't shift its bases.
Yes, at the end of her turn, the voices come back.
Now, is it one of those if you move into the...
If you start your turn... Start inside the aura.
Start it.
Okay.
So
okay.
Shifted her, so her effect ends over here now.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh! So the voices
right in front of me.
Those are right in front of me.
So it was if I started my turn, right?
Yeah.
So if I enter it,
you'll be fine until her
does not daze you
until you're
right.
Until yeah. Whatever. All right. All right, so first things first.
I'm going to be smacking her with a brute strike next turn.
First things first, I'm going to cast Beacon of Hope.
Oh!
Yeah, which I think will hit everyone, including Gwen.
What's the burst on it?
It's close burst 3.
Yeah.
So I think where I'm standing...
Yeah. You missed this one.
You'll miss that guy.
But I don't think...
You'll hit all the allies.
I'll hit everyone. Yeah, okay.
Allies, I think they should.
Except for him. Maybe. That's fine.
And what does that do?
I will tell you in just a second if I can actually throw what I...
I got it.
I'll take yours. 21 versus Will. Let's see. A hit. The target is weakened until the end of its next turn.
Okay. Hold on.
What?
Okay, so it's a burst. It's going to hit all the bad guys in the radius?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's except, it's everyone except this guy, I think.
Two bad guys. I need you to roll twice, and you're not taking Ethan's roll.
Aw, come on.
So roll for Radana first.
Floor roll.
Or in whatever order you choose. Just tell me which is which.
I'd say that this was the first guy, and this is Radana.
Okay, look. We roll again, because you have to tell me before you roll which one you're rolling for. So before you roll the die, which one is Radana and which one is the...
We'll say that Radana is the... What color is that? The dark one, and that the other one is the orange one.
Okay.
On my door. say four rolls don't count.
Crap.
Now, or Radon, what did you hit?
We can make that.
14 sense. Versus Will?
Not gonna do.
Okay, well, but I hit the other one. Because okay. The other one is a 22.
Yes, you did hit him.
Okay, well, he's weakened until the next turn.
What else does it do?
Okay, you and all of your allies in the burst regain 5 hit points, and your healing powers restore plus 5 hit points until the end of your encounter.
Okay, we all gain what?
5.
Yay.
And actually, technically, it's more than 5, because anything with healing in it...
Well, so if you cast healing on it.
No, it's, okay. I've got... What is the... It's...
We've got the cleric.
Yeah, healer's lore. It's actually 10. Everyone gets 10 back.
Okay.
Because with healer's lore, anything with the healing, keyword... gets a plus 5 to it, so it's 10.
Thank I'm no longer God. Bloodied.
So that's what I was trying to get over there to do, and that would be my standard action.
You should get it.
And you
get
a move action.
Oh,
now you have a minor.
Yes. Yeah, go with her.
Come with me.
Make it a boat.
Go with her.
My dog's a buddy.
I bet we can find a thing.
No, he likes
the
oh, yeah.
I would guarantee really? You that Mega Minis.
Well, then come with
me. Mega Minis. The Mega Minis.
And let's see.
People make those.
And at this point, you're still probably bloodied and sad, right? So if I go ahead and heal you.
I'll paint it. Lovely pig for him.
And basically, we should just work on slowly.
And if we do get those banners, I'll make.
Cool. Well, what we can do is we can slowly make like all these little things and just set them up and take a picture of them and put them on the site.
14.
And you're more than free to paint your banners. I have a program and stuff to make.
Really?
Like
actual banners or?
14. More.
14 more?
Plus your healing surge, whatever your healing surge is.
Well, because we always need banners for like Warhammer Army.
Plus 25. Plus. Mm-hmm. Woo! I'm not bloodied anymore. I feel good. I can make decals.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because we always need banners for Warhammer.
So, to me, doing decals for banners as opposed to trying to paint the
stuff
would be.
That's cool.
That would be cool.
Definitely.
All right, is that it, Ella?
Just the program you have, or it's just tape like
now the bone shard skull is good to go.
Because sadly, I don't think I can go.
Program there. Came with tester mix.
Okay.
The decal stuff that goes in your inkjet printer, and the program came with that.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Nice. Makes sense. I mean, tester does all of them.
That skeleton is going to move out of the.
Somebody at the gaming
door.
Store.
He's loving on the bag. Door.
What's the main guy's name?
And looks like both of them.
I asked him about banners one day. He's like, yeah, some people, they'll just print a banner and then paint it.
This one...
Like, isn't that kind of defeating the purpose?
The
like,
bone shard skeleton that comes out the door is going to stab at you because you're on the ground.
I'm quite twitching.
Yeah, but he's not really twitching anymore.
A decal.
19 versus your AC?
19 is my AC.
So it does hit you.
I'm all about
or 19 was my AC before I was prone.
Funny
so,
little things like that.
I figured you'd like the cloud of daggers.
Yes.
I just need to paint it up for you. Paint it up on
and take 15 points.
That's fine.
5 of which is necrotic.
I'll paint it up when I come over on Tuesday.
I hate you. I just healed the man.
That's fine. I'm still not bloodied.
And the other one tries to stab Kaya. Does a 21 hit your AC,
all right.
Kaya?
Who attacked who?
This one stepped out. And
okay, you know he was marked by me.
Okay.
Which negates the prone, which still hits an AC 19.
Oh. Alright, so in that case
doesn't
it was an AC
damage?
17.
So no.
Okay. So you don't take that damage.
Bring the...
Doesn't he take...
I can make a melee basic attack against him, though.
In addition, whenever an enemy marked by you is adjacent to you and shifts or makes an attack that does not include you, you make a melee-based attack against an enemy as an enemy interrupt.
Yeah.
No. This guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's not adjacent to you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Unless you have really long arms.
Well, actually...
Okay. So instead of a ritual of dwarf hood, you want a ritual of what? Like
giant.
Giantness?
A ritual of Elastic Man.
Okay.
All right. Kaya.
Yes,
it did.
Bring the stuff that you have.
Uh-huh. And you take the 15 points of damage.
I can get my other...
No! Bastard.
I can print that
I just healed her, bird. Too.
So
actually, he would... Oh. I don't think he's marked anymore anyway.
Was Rims in the burst of that?
Yeah, he would have been.
For the healing thing?
Yes.
So yep. 10 points better.
And yep. Now it's your turn, Kaya.
And Rand is no
use
longer
the martial bloody. Strike on.
Used to be at least.
What's her face?
And you've got combat advantage on her.
18, 19, 20 versus her AC.
That will hit her. Her AC is, in fact, 20.
Bitch. Die, whore!
And you are flanking it. Flanking the whore.
It's true. You get a +2 bonus because you have combat advantage.
Yeah, 20 is including the combat advantage.
You have flanking this.
Meh. Luckily, the whore is weakened.
Oh.
Shailene, George.
You get extra because of your...
Nine. Yeah, that is including the extra damage.
Sucky.
Plus nine. So 12 damage.
Sucky. 12 is still nothing to sneeze at.
It is when you rolled a 1 and a 2.
12 is still nothing to sneeze at.
All right. Anything else, Kai?
Nope.
All right. Sarek, you're up.
And I will stand up.
Okay, that's your that move action to stand up.
That's fine. That's cool.
I don't know how many hit points that other dude has, but if he stays there, I'm gonna try to hit him with magic missiles so you're not blanked, but he could explode. Sorry.
I am going to use Totem's Rain on Prom Queen. You connect with your foe, adding the weight of your totem. Twenty-5 versus AC.
That will hit her.
And she is. I am flanking her, so I get +2 with my damage. 18 points of damage.
Okay.
How does she feel about that?
Slightly less happy than she used to be. Alright. Anything for Rend?
No.
Okay. Tim, you're up.
Alright. I'm just gonna magic missile the guy.
That's right. I'm sorry. Kaya, take 5 points of damage. And you take 5 points of damage. Because the voices are going.
Yeah, yeah.
The beacon didn't just...
No. She has to take damage from a radiant source.
And the beacon isn't radiant? Okay.
Beacon doesn't do damage.
Doesn't do damage, okay. But it's...
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's divine, not radiant. And I haven't had a chance to go yet, so...
Does a 27 hit the bone guy in the back 3-flex?
Yes.
You're gonna make him explode all over Kaya.
Let's see, 5... 14.
You are gonna make him explode all over Kaya.
This guy?
Yep.
Oh, that one? Okay.
Yep, that's
he's already exploded once. In fact, I forgot he should have taken at least one more. Yeah, he would have taken one more fire damage. And you did how much?
14.
14.
Okay. And he's no longer on fire, but that happened a little while ago.
Do you want to be on fire again?
Well, that would be up to you, really.
But he didn't die.
Ooh, pardon.
Sadly. And I guess to the minor action just to get it set up. We will give him another Alchemist Fire.
Okay.
Which will hopefully do more than 1 point of damage.
Alrighty then. I'm going to do a... Let's see. Still have that on her till the end of my turn.
Tortellini and or we've got a skillet meal.
We'll do Villain's Menace on her.
And that.
And hopefully a 28 will hit her AC.
By the way, you take 5 points of psychic damage and can only do one of them. Because you're dazed. You should have been dazed, but since I forgot about that, we're going to let that go. But for Barrett, he gets to be dazed. Because, you know.
10, 16 points of damage. And I gain a +2 power bonus to attack and +4 bonus to damage against the target until the end of the encounter.
Okay. Why won't she die?
Gwen, you're up.
You're
outside of the range of the Babylon.
It doesn't matter because I can't hear anyone anyways.
You turned your hearing off.
Right. I don't really care, so. Let's see. Let's just do Eldritch Blast against the whore in the center of everybody.
And obviously keep remarker to keep her marked, by the way.
Okay. That will 19 versus reflex will not hit.
Sad. Get you a magic wand.
I'm full of swing and a miss tonight.
Yeah. Her, what do they use? Daggers.
And now Radana gets to go.
And I'm dazed.
Oh, she fell over. That means she's dead.
Yep.
Yep. She's dead.
So is everyone dazed near her, or just me?
Everyone within 3 squares who starts, everyone who starts the turn within 3 squares of her will be dazed. Which means you're dazed, and technically you're dazed.
Okay.
Which means that we can only have one action. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your choice, though. Make it a good action. He hurled himself to his death.
He jumped for it.
All right.
I can't take it anymore.
She will.
Until such time as I damage her, which marks her, and then you'll turn around and mark her again. So
exactly.
Attempt to hit you with a touch of madness one more time. And crit you.
You go crazy and turn around and kill me, I'm going to be mad.
It would actually be touch of chaos.
I guess you would punt the Fae and then charge me in Cleveland too.
Touch of madness.
No, I wouldn't touch Ren. That's crazy talk.
Psychic damage, yeah. And you take a -2 to your will defense, save ends. Then...
No. She's dead again. Oh, she's double bloodied.
Double bloodied.
All right.
I'd rather she just die.
And then it is Ella's turn. Ella, take 5 points of damage and be dazed.
Okay. 23 versus Will.
That will hit her.
And I command her to step over the side of the...
She flies.
Has she been?
She flies, yeah. But I can move her 9 squares.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's fine.
I can move her 9 squares away.
Or in the room.
Move her into
Move her back. As far back as possible, but in the room. No, in the doorway.
Yeah, back in the room.
Straight back. Straight back.
Right, that would give everybody straight a chance back. To get away. One, two, three, four, five, six.
No, within view.
Mm. So like here?
Right there. That's fine.
There.
You put her on her tower of stuff.
Pedestal.
And then goes,
there.
And starts digging around for bad guano.
Is she still weakened?
Probably not.
When was she weakened?
Not sure when she was weakened. It was last... Bacon of Hope was...
She
didn't get hit by Bacon of Hope.
Oh.
So something weakened her because I put weakened on her. Give me the weakened thing.
If you can't figure it out, I guess she's not weakened anymore.
Okay. I don't know. I weakened her at some point.
I roll all ones.
We all weakened her. How's that? That works.
You roll all ones.
So take that, bitch.
Right. Now the bone shard skeletons get to go. And I think that both of them will try to attack Kaya.
Lucky me. She's not surprised.
Kaya's not flanked anymore.
No, she is not flanked. But the one could shift and make her flanked.
Yes.
And that could be exciting.
So I think he'll do it.
That could be
sad.
Shift.
Can somebody,
oh, she's gonna die again.
That's right.
Can somebody move
she's
him
gonna
back?
Face through the outside wall.
Moving back, yeah.
No problem.
Do you go before me?
I got a 20 and a 22.
Have you done an action
count yet? Yes.
Okay.
I want him moved back too. Because it'd be better to cook both of them.
I'm sorry, but I can only move one.
Eight?
No, that's fine. Total 13. I should have had you move him to a different spot.
I'm down to 7.
It's okay. Ooh, that's not good.
Because my command is on a counter power and I can only use it once.
No, I can switch places with him, but that's
that would be bad.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got one that will let an ally move, but
no. I'll just try to aim it and try to hit both of them.
Send to the pack. I can move them. Swift claws. I can move me. So you know, and they're both at wills. So.
Alrighty. It's the bone shard skill.
I'm not
and
a wolf.
Finally, we're back up top.
But you will go before me, though.
Okay.
Because you're going to go next.
Okay, yeah.
I can use a minor action as part of my class to shift.
Okay.
Shifting there.
Basically, if we can just get them that way, because I have a blast of 3.
Then...
I'm sorry, did I push her too far back?
No. That's... No. I misjudged something. She's going to take the fireball.
Okay.
No matter what. She's getting a fireball.
You just like to get one more in there.
But if you can move any more that way...
That would be good.
Yes.
I gotcha.
I can only move her one
now. I'm going to use my
actually,
win.
Him being moved one that way would work.
Yeah, he'd be so I'm still bloody, but I'm not at...
Because you can still...
I'm not at 7 hit points anymore.
3. Yeah.
That's good.
Now, I'm not saying it's going to kill him. I'm just saying...
Yeah.
At least get as much damage way over there.
Sarek, you are up. You are no longer dazed.
Yay!
Okay.
The only thing that might be crappy if that bone guy explodes.
And the fact that it's slide to target, I can't throw him over the wall, right?
But if he moves back one, he could still get hit in the...
Yeah, so if you were to slide him back here...
Right there.
Yeah.
Tim can throw his fireball here and
yeah,
get
and catch both.
Her and him.
And me.
No,
there's a wall.
Protected by the wall.
To the center of the pack with him, then.
I might catch the building.
It's stone. Who cares? I told you. Cleanse by fire.
What the hell? I'm going to take a rage, too, just to make sure I get
How
him.
How dry are the timbers here? Has it rained recently?
I thought it was made out of stone. Looks like it's made out of stone.
Yeah, there's still supports. And...
No, it's made out of stone.
Oh, okay.
Just trust me, it's made out of stone. You've got dungeoneering.
Nice. So max damage.
I believe this is made out of straw.
10 stone. Points of damage and sliding
apparently
one.
Apparently your dungeoneering isn't very good.
Oh.
Okay. Is that it for you, Sarek?
As a miner, I'm going to use the resist all damage to the start of my next turn.
Okay. And then Tim.
He's not going to hit you.
Tim, he bloodied. Okay. If he bloodies.
Oh,
if
yeah. That's the only problem.
So.
Yeah.
All right, I lob a fireball in there.
Okay.
So that it will hit those two guys.
Okay.
So, yellow is the main. Blue is the normal one.
Nice.
That should be good.
Or what reflux?
17 and 18 without my plus 9. So, and it's versus reflux.
Alrighty, well, both of them. Alright, so roll damage once.
Let me just check something. Yeah, plus 7, okay. Come on, dice, don't kill me now. Aww. 14 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And then, just because I'm a dick.
I like how he says that.
Right, hold on.
Okay.
14 points of fire damage. Yeah. 1 second. And he explodes.
Which one explodes? This one?
The one becomes bloodied and explodes. That will hit.
That's my only concern.
Hits everybody except
Hits everybody except Tim and Gwen. So, we will start with Kaya. Does a 20 hit your reflex, Kaya?
No. Yes. Thank you.
That was my only concern, is the explosion.
The damage on this is 2d6 plus 3. Take 11 points of damage.
Back to 7.
You're still alive. And let's see. That was Kaya.
One more thing that I can do.
Sarek. 24?
Oh, hell yes.
11 points.
Ouch.
And
that's fine. I took 5 of it there.
9.
No.
And
Ella.
Ella. 10.
Did you just ask me if 10 hits me? Yeah, yeah, no, 10 doesn't hit me.
You rolled a 2.
Okay.
You rolled a 1 against me.
All right.
Okay, then I won't drop the Alchemist Fire on him. But I will move my hand. 1, 2, 3.
Well, the Aquas Fire is probably not going to kill him at this point.
No, that's right.
He just became bloodied.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll drop it on him then. If it even hits him. No.
Okay.
Wow, that hand of yours has really bad aim.
Misses, it still does half.
It still does half damage. Oh, he takes half of one.
Okay.
He takes a point of damage.
He takes a point. There you go. The hand isn't really an attack. So
it just drops, yes.
And I'll just let it disappear. And
again,
figure.
This one will get a swing at me.
Okay. 20.
Actually, that one will not get a swing at me. I'm going actually. Yeah, just going to move up to him.
Okay.
He is bloody now. Yep. I then grab him.
Okay.
I get a 25 versus reflex.
That will grab him. Technically, it's a her.
It.
You sure? Mm-hmm.
It is grabbed. I can't chuck until next turn.
Nice.
Okie dokie.
My mark will go off of the whore, and
Kind of if you shift.
That's it.
Mark the one you grabbed.
To here.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and mark the one I grabbed. Better. It is an attack.
Okay. Right. That would be it for Barrick. Glenn, you're up. Sadly, I don't think you can see the Brom Queen from where you are.
That's okay. I can move over next to Tim.
Yeah, because the hand actually doesn't take up the whole space.
I just step on the hand.
It's okay
through the hand.
It doesn't care.
It doesn't.
No.
It just crawls up and sits on my head.
And then I'm going to do Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
On the Prom Queen.
I want it to have an eye.
See, I'd paint it with like a
neon. Then I just color. Turn around and sit down. Okay. And just wait for everyone energy. To get finished.
I mean,
but what is point? Has not played even Dungeon Keeper? Now we're not like it's remember the creepy hand in that? That's what I want. That green creepy hand.
Well, so neon green.
Darlings, have fun playing with my girls. I'll catch you when you're sleeping. And she goes through the ceiling.
Oh, crap. Now it's my turn.
And now it is
your turn.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't like that whore.
That's okay. We're going to go sleep up with the
spirit. I'm going to assume that I'm not dazed anymore.
So we're not dazed anymore. We'll be in the ghostly boxing match.
Yes.
She grabs Beric and shakes just enough for so he draws.
Now there you go.
Oh no, they fell down.
Yeah, but Beric fell off too. That's not good.
No, he just fell into the wall, dropping the guy over.
That's why I said you did a number.
Crap. Oh, you're fine though, right?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
So Kaya's the one you need to heal, not me.
Okay, I'm going to stand there. Okay. And then I'm going to cast...
Now, you could command them to jump.
No, I can't.
Because you already used it?
Yeah, I can only use it once. Going to cast Consecrated Ground.
That doesn't sound good for them.
The burst creates a zone of sanctified ground that lasts until the end of your next turn. You can move the origin of the square 3 squares as a move action. Enemies that start their turn within the zone take 1d6 plus your charisma modifier radiant damage. You and any allies who are bloodied and start their turns within the zone regain hit points equal to 1 plus your charisma modifier, which is 6, so that's 7. And because this has the healing...
It's plus 5 more.
It's actually plus more than that. Because of the Beacon of Hope...
Oh, right, which is plus 5.
Yeah, it's 10. So you get, like, a lot of points
17
back.
17 points of heal.
Yeah.
Starting in our space.
17 for starting, and it's a burst 1 around where I am. So.
Okay.
And then I think. Oh, and then just, I don't know, because I can, I'm going to go ahead and, there's a minor action, my chainmail has a minor action that says, until the end of my turn, each character healed by one of my encounter powers or daily powers regains additional hit points equal to 1d10 plus my charisma modifier. Okay. So, I'm going to roll a d10. And so everybody gets 14 hit points back. Because everybody's been healed by me. Hit points for everybody! Alright, I've used all of my thingies. But I believe that all of the evil bad guys get,
burst into flames?
Yeah. They all take 1d6 of radiant damage, so they get 11 points of damage when they start in my consecrated ground. And, yeah.
Okay.
And then the skeletons get to go. So they take their 11 points of radiant damage.
Yes.
The... Let's see. I believe the one that you're holding explodes, Beric.
Ooh.
As he dies.
Ow. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So everybody within three... Take... well... Plus 8 versus reflex. So we'll do Beric first.
27 on your
reflex?
That makes sense, though. You are okay. Holding.
And takes 2d6 plus 3. So 10 points. 10 points, Beric.
However, when you start your turn, you'll get...
Seric.
17 points back.
Does a 23 hit your reflex?
Yes.
10 points.
Again, you'll get 17 points back if you... Move
Ella, take 10 points. Kaya. Take 10 points of damage.
I'm going to switch him out because he has his magnetic base. And so he won't fall over anymore.
And then we're back up to the top with Kaya.
Yay!
Starting the turn, getting 17 points.
You're no longer dazed, right?
No. Did you also get the other points back?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise I'd have been dead when I took the 10 points.
Okay. So that was with the, whatever, the 14? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm assuming we're resting after this, right?
I would hope
most likely, yes. I think we'll be going back up to hang out with the ghost.
Yes, because I have used all of my...
Fourth edition party hanging out with undead while we're sleeping.
I don't know.
Seems to be a going theme.
I'll do that. If that thing doesn't die...
I don't think a 16 is going to hit its AC.
No, its AC is 17, Sarek, you're up.
No.
Step into the consecrated ground.
Okay.
And... we'll call that good.
Okay. Nothing for Rend?
Nothing for Rend.
Tim.
Icy hand appears.
Okay.
We're going to hope it hits, because if so, he's going to jump off a cliff. It's versus reflex.
Nice.
Yeah, that should hit.
It's a 17 without luck.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, first... he's going to take 11 points of damage.
Okay. And
then as my
what
move...
What kind of damage?
Ice.
Ice.
And then as a move action, since he's grabbed, I can move him six... Move the hand, which is holding on to him. And then I'll dismiss the hand.
And so he drops into the, she drops into the courtyard and takes another 4d10 points of damage.
What?
Go ahead and roll that 4d10 points of falling damage.
Okie dokie.
It's.
Scary.
13, 23, 26.
Alright, and that will be enough to kill her.
Splat. Bloom!
Take that!
Bitch! That's right. Mess with my peeps. What?
Okay.
So, unfortunately, she bitch survived.
We'll find her again.
And I'm sorry, guys, but I'm, like, way tired, and I'm gonna need to take a... I'm gonna have to sleep. I've used all of my daily power.
Well, how long does the consecrated ground last?
The consecrated ground lasts until, I can sustain it as a minor action.
So sustain it to do the... We can all stand in it and do the healing.
We just have to remember to come back to search that room if we don't want to do that now.
No, I think we could probably do it now.
I just don't think we should search any of the other rooms yet.
No. So,
one.
Let's go search that room, and then let's go back here and rest.
It's my first turn in it. I go back up to full.
All right, so you're searching it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Still searching.
Yeah, because right now I'm going to sustain my consecrated ground until...
This looks like it used to be a really nice room.
It's fuzz. It's fuzz.
Don't freak your wife out.
No, I was trying to not freak her out.
So just say it's fuzz and throw it over there. Don't stick it in my face.
Okay. Are you guys going to search the room or take five and then search the room?
Take five, then search the room.
May all burn as much healing surges as you feel you need to.
Well, again, why burn as healing surges if you can stand in the consecrated ground and all she's got to do is sustain it as a minor?
I can sustain it as a minor, so you guys can hang out and
take turns standing around Ella until we feel better.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. That works.
Same with Ren.
Yeah.
Ren's like...
Is that consecrated a daily, or is that a...
It's a daily power.
Nice.
Yeah. It's, it's one of my daily powers.
Mm-hmm. So, everyone is back to full?
And then we search the room.
What kind of damage search that room?
Does that do damage to undead or whatever?
It does. It does a... Well, it... In specific, it does damage to enemies. Any bloodied allies regain hit points. See, it's only good while you guys are bloodied. It's not good until you guys are going to have to use healing surges after you're not bloodied. But it works for part of the reason was because both Beric and Kaya were bloodied. Anyway,
and then are we resting to get our stuff back?
After
search room first, and then we're gonna be going back.
Because then we'll come back later on when we're feeling better, and then search those two rooms, and then.
Well, I was just wondering if it did damage to, because it could be something we could use.
It
help restrain her next time.
It's radiant. It does radiant damage. Yeah. It does a D10. Is it a D10 or is it a D6? No, I don't remember. A D6. D6 plus my charisma modifier, which is a 6.
Okay.
If they stay, and I can move it.
Search the room.
If I choose
search
not to
the
move.
Room.
Okay. This is a large and, well, frankly, once beautiful bedchamber. It is filled with dust-covered furnishings, including a large bed, a wardrobe, a dresser with drawers, 3 padded chairs, 2 divans, 4 braziers, 2 tables. One of those tables is a large table covered in dishes and cutlery, all enshrouded with dust and cobwebs. And the smaller one has an oil lamp on it. It's next to the bed. The wardrobe. Okay, well, what are you guys looking
Go
for?
Go through the wardrobe.
Yeah. Okay.
Looking for valuables.
Looking for the key.
The diamonds.
Nice clothing.
Okay.
I'll be wardrobe. Cutting open cushions if I need to.
The wardrobe has a couple of interesting things in it. One of them is a single red robe. Well, amongst other clothes in the wardrobe are a single red robe with a hood,
decorated in a variety of symbols that you have now come to recognize as chaos symbols.
Ooh. I think maybe we should torch it, but that's well, just
chaos. I think we should hold on to it.
Chaos is the key.
That's yeah, right.
That could open
that
up,
could open up
the,
before we destroy anything. Yeah, let's hold let's on research it, could open it something. To make sure it's
there is also for lack well there's also a bondage outfit.
Woo!
And part of the bondage outfit is actually magical.
Anyone want to guess which part?
That part the right
chastity
there.
Belt.
Oddly enough.
It's a barbed baldric. Hooked metal barbs spring from this belt on command, making it dangerous for anyone to grab you.
Wow.
And enemies that are grabbing you take a d8 damage at the start of your turn. The barbed baldric. It's a waste slot item.
Kind of creepy, though.
So it's a belt.
You can probably extract it from the bondage outfit. Probably.
Who wants a spiky belt?
I'll take it.
Whoever's I was going to say, it would keep her from grabbing you next time.
Say, or whoever's in close combat should have it.
Otherwise, there's some clothes that were probably out of fashion 5 or 6 years ago. And a couple of just little personal knickknacks, but nothing terribly...
We're not going to have knights coming up and screaming about their collection.
Set. there. There is also in the wardrobe you find a jewelry box. This one is not particularly worth. This one is not particularly valuable. But it contains mostly fake jewelry. There are a couple of pieces, however, that are actually quite nice. One is a ruby ring that's worth 50 gold, and the other is a golden bracelet worth 25.
Yep.
I like
no point
critters.
In claiming evil if you don't get to loot it.
We need a lot of loot.
Yes.
We need fat loot.
Because he can make magic items and stuff, and we need to fund some
and
of that.
Both of us can make alchemy stuff, so we need to fund that.
Yes.
And what about the dresser drawers?
The jewelry was in the dresser drawers.
Okay.
Start ripping up pillows.
Under the bed.
Knocking the bed over.
Pushing on the walls.
Questionable stains.
Knocking on the floor.
Oh, no.
Still have that wand.
Ew.
Straps on the bed. Questionable stains on the bed.
Hopefully she was doing that when she was alive and not when she was
dead. And we're missing a marker for Kai.
Yeah, it's got to be around.
I
was going to say it's got to be around.
And you guys are going to head back to Tonnell?
Yes.
Yes.
How are you going to get there?
Back the way we came?
Walk.
Are you going to climb, or are you going to...
I think we should go across there.
Go back the way that we came.
Okay.
I would imagine.
Alrighty then. You get back to Tonnell without a problem.
I was going
to
say, can't we
however,
go through
make
the
a note
trap
of
door?
Where you guys are at.
Yes.
Because I need to think about whether or not you can rest.
Oh, well.
So make a note
I'm
where everything is at.
Okay, well,
and
I might
we will call it
Mark.
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and The Night of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.